Well, good morning and welcome to a beautiful dawn here in Cambridgeshire. I'm just standing outside an absolutely beautiful Victorian school with a thatched roof, some chimney pots right next door to a church and a sign that says Barrington C of E Primary School. You walk to the left, then you walk past the old Victorian building, carry on going, past a tree coated in ivy, and hang on, that's a telegraph pole, and in you go into the modern entrance of the school. There's a lovely iron sign that says Barrington just left hand side. Hopefully go through the doors. They do open. There's still a bottle of milk outside. I don't know if many people are awake here. And you walk into the school entrance hall and it says belonging, believing, together, succeeding. Oh, would you believe it? Bumped into head teacher, Jill Davis.
Good morning.
Morning. Celebrity, minor local celebrity, no. TV star now.
Not by choice, yes.
I see a peacock down here, but we've been told that your school sign is on the TV tonight.
It is.
Where's
it
the school
is.
Sign?
This is the sign.
That's the sign.
That's the sign. It's not a sign saying this is our school, this is our deed sign. So it was, the school was built 1838. The old part that you've just walked past, the thatch bit, was built by money raised by the vicar, who was then here in the parish. And then it was put into trust for the education of the children in the village. And this is a sign of that deed, putting the school in place for the children. And this is the one that has been repaired. So that this is the beautiful restored sign. It didn't look quite like that before it went off to the repair shop.
I was expecting a sign like you'd have on the badge of your school, or you see a village sign, but this is text.
No, this is a piece of living history. This was the deed to put the village, the school in place for the village. And it was hanging in the old building for a very long time. You can see in the picture we've got up here of before it was restored, it was flaking off. It was in a very bad state of repair. We wanted to move it from the old building down to this new extension. But if we'd moved it in that state, it would have we would have damaged it. So we were very, very lucky. We couldn't afford to get it restored, and the repair shop came to the rescue.
One thing that really confuses me is there's lots of red splodges on here, which says, now the vicar of blank, Lord Bishop of blank. What's that all about?
Well, that's part of the history of the sign. So all the red paint was put on there during World War II because every splodge covers up a place name. So the long splodges are Barrington and the short splodges are Ely because we're a church school in the Diocese of Ely. When I took the sign down, I had to make a decision as to whether to clean it all off and put it back to the original or whether to keep those splodges. And I went for a compromise. We've put the Barrington back at the top because I felt it was really important that the children from the school recognise the sign as a sign for their school. But we've left the others because that's part of the history of the sign. And we use the sign for teaching the children about the history of the village. And it's really important for them to know that things like that were done during World War II to try and keep everybody safe.
And what was it like going, this is my favourite TV show in the world, by the way. I love Jay. I love your restorer that went and did it. What was it like going on TV? What was it like going down to the repair shop?
I was very nervous. I'm not somebody who likes this sort of thing. And actually, when we applied, this was a television programme that was on BBC Two at tea time. And I thought it would be watched by a few old people and my mum. And it's now on prime time. So I'm a bit blown away by the amount of interest we've had. It was lovely. Everybody in the barn was absolutely lovely. Jay was lovely. Lucia is amazing, and all the crew were so very friendly. It was fun actually. I wasn't expecting it to be fun, but it was.
And is it exactly like you see on telly?
It's exactly like you see on telly, and they are all round doing all their repairing while you're stood in the middle talking, and they all have to stop doing anything that's noisy when you do a bit of recording, and then in between takes they all get working again, and then they all have to stop when you film again. It was fun, and then rather than me going back down there to collect it, because it's quite a trek, and we wanted some of the children and some of the old folk from the village who came to school here. This is a school where we have multiple generations of families coming through the school, and we wanted some of those people to be able to come to the reveal, so they delivered it back, and that was lovely. So we had a cameraman and a crew came and brought the sign in and revealed it to a selection of children. We had to do lucky dip out the hat because they all wanted to be involved, and some of the members of the local community, and that was lovely. That was a really exciting day for everybody.
Well, Jill, it's fabulous to meet two TV stars on one morning in Cambridgeshire, and looking forward to watching you tonight.
Thank you very much.